Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. All right, time to do the Funky Friday Dance. Yes, we have arrived at the end of the week for your final installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kai Swagger. It's Friday, April 8th, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you in around 5 minutes. Reddit fans that are on mobile, you're going to be a little happier today because finally the official Reddit mobile app is out. Now, yes, there's been that third-party app that's been out there for quite a while, since about 2014. But since Reddit officially purchased Alien Blue, that popular third-party app now has been redesigned and made it all official. The new official app is now very clean, very easy to use, so it'll make it a nice Reddit experience for you. There's also a lovely night theme and also speed read if you're in a hurry. Basically, everything you need to easily manage your Reddit account from your phone is all right there. So Android and iOS users, get your butt on over to the app stores right now and get it downloaded. We talk on this podcast so much about how many different streaming services there are. I'm talking about music streaming. And you always wonder how one can stand out from another. Well, Rhapsody's trying to do that, at least, with their new listener network. Basically, what they're trying to do is combine social media experience in a music app. Okay. What listener network does is create playlists of new music. It thinks, yes, that thinks, yeah, you might enjoy this. Which, by the way, will actually change on a daily basis. I know, sounds very similar to Spotify. Now, these playlists are actually based on your listening habits, but then bring in the social aspect of it. That's right, they're going to have a deeper integration within the community that you're with. Yay! It'll pair your listening habits with other users to create a playlist just for you. Because let's face it, we know when we hang out with people, we just pretend to like their music even though we can't stand it. Now you're going to have that as a lovely playlist. But if you like that same weird music that they do, well then yeah, you're free to follow them. Yeah. So if you're looking for that human side, but with a little bit of machine mixed in, you know, like Cyborg music, Rhapsody might just be your service now. Well, Facebook's had a heck of a lot of little features come out over the last few days, haven't they? Of course, you talked yesterday about Live. Well, today's all focusing on Messenger. And yet again, they've taken a little page from the Snapchat playbook, calling it Messenger Codes. Yeah, very much like Snap Codes. Messenger Codes are actually a series of dots and dashes circling around your profile photo. And then when someone scans it with their camera, then they can add you as a contact. Ah, isn't that nice? So the days of actually using your finger to do that, yeah, that's gone. Facebook's also going on to say that Messenger is no longer a place just to chat with your friends. Nah, that's old school. Soon it's actually going to be a place where you can chat with companies and customer service bots. Now, of course, just like all Facebook products, this is gradually rolling out. So if you don't see it yet, just be patient. Now, between me and you, I'm sure we knew that Netflix is going up next month, right? But it seems like a lot of our friends, no, they don't know. Yeah, it seems that about 80% of people who have a Netflix account right now do not know that they're about to go up $2 starting next month in the U.S. Now, this all harks back to May of 2014 when Netflix began to raise their price. It started at $8.99 and then all of a sudden $9.99. But if you were one of those lucky few that subscribed years ago, for $7.99, you got to keep that, at least until next month. Now, I know, I ain't looking forward to the price increase either, but it still beats the hell out of cable, am I right? And finally, virtual reality in sports. Now, the NFL was actually the first to try this out, but now it seems like Major League Baseball also wants to get their hand in on virtual reality training. The Tampa Bay Rays are the first to try out this technology in the MLB, and they're utilizing a simulator called Eon Sports VR, better known as iCube. Again, just a sidestep here, iCube. If it has an I in front of it and you're not an Apple product, please drop it. Thanks. Anyways, it's going to let players step inside a virtual batting cage, yes, as you probably guessed, and practice their swing at hitting those virtual reality home runs. Now, coaches say they're actually fans of this technology because it takes less wear and tear on the individual. Plus, it allows batters to experience the mimic throws of pitchers they'll be battling against in real life. Now, Brendan Riley, who, by the way, is the CEO of Eon Sports VR, said that nothing can actually really replace that at-bat experience, but this comes pretty darn close. And he's hoping this technology will give a competitive edge against their opponents. That is, until all opponents have the same technology. No word yet if virtual nut scratching and virtual tobacco chewing are also included. If If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us right here at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. You can check out all the great podcasts here at the British Tech Network by going to BritishTechNetwork.com. You can also follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Swagger 1G, don't forget, thank you. And also our lovely BTN community, all things techie going on over there, BritishTech.slack.com. Ah, yes, as I was saying, we are at Friday, and that means we are going to love, love, love the weekend that's coming up. I hope you can love, love, love your weekend, too. Don't worry, though, we will be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, it's Friday! Yeah! And thank you very much for listening.